We're excited. That's on 6:30 on RTE 1 on Sunday night, and it's the final one. So there are three left: Anna Geary, Deirdre O'Kane, and Jake Carter. Julian. Are you excited, Julian?
Ed, what can I say? This is final-tastic. Jake, Anna, Deirdre, they have rocked it, stoned it, bouldered it, graveled it, pebble-dash-tasticed it, cemented it. I have been laughing, crying, drooling, shouting, whooping, cooing, bumping and leaping. I am verb-tastic.
Brian, it's been a long series, hasn't it?
Well, let me start by saying this. All negotiations must come to an end. And these particular organisations and negotiations have been fractious, to say the least, and have revealed a breaking point among the members and will result in the close of business come Sunday evening. But, and this is a big but. This is the biggest but of the series. But. There has to be a winner. Who will emerge victorious from the arbitration process sometime later on Sunday night? Now, members are informed, Julie, that this will be followed by immediate liquidation in Crystal Nightclub, where members will, of course, be put in receivership of a substantial fee for services rendered. Ed idem demonstrandum triplicate verbosity.
Very good. I know your butt doesn't look big in that, I swear to God. So, Julian, how's it going to pan out on Sunday? How's it gonna work out? Who's gonna win, basically? What's gonna
Ian, what can I say?
I don't know.
Literally, what can I say? When you ask me about the present, I can say. But the future, I can just say, what can I say? I'm stumped-tastic, because I am not psychic-tastic. The future is amazing. The future brings it. The future is it, owns it. The future wants it. The future is future-tastic.
Woke up this morning, can't shake the thunder from last night.